Hello and welcome to Press TV News Analysis with me, Kaveh Takbayi. Tunisia's revolution, the first in the Arab world, not caused by a coup, their army, or another country, but by the people. And Tunisians want a government for the people, not one that mirrors their ex-presidents, and for there to be elections that are free and fair.
The dictator has gone, but dictatorship has not. That's the main cry of most Tunisians who refuse to leave the streets until the ruling party leaves power. Prime Minister Mohamed Ghannouchi defends the reappointment of the Constitutional Democratic Rally Party ministers. He says,
"They have clean hands and plenty of competence. They kept their portfolios because we need them in this phase of building a democracy."
But Tunisians define the ruling RCD party in a much different way. People say it's nothing but an authoritarian system hiding under the name of a government that has become increasingly repressive. Having lived under the dictatorship of Zine El Abidine Ben Ali for the past 23 years, the people of Tunisia finally said enough to long-time corruption and a lack of political freedom. They took to the streets to bring in change. People were also angry at the lack of civil and religious freedoms imposed by President Ben Ali's ruling party. Ben Ali attempted to minimize his country's Islamic roots while aligning Tunisia more closely with Europe than with the Muslim world, despite its overwhelmingly Muslim population. He restricted wearing of headscarves in government offices and discouraged women from wearing them in public. From that time on, the government called hijab a garment of foreign origin and fought it. Frequent reports also unleashed police arrests of men simply for their Islamic appearance. Ben Ali's government went on even further, questioning Muslims who observed prayers in mosques. In addition, the Tunisian government has a track record of arresting and imprisoning academics, journalists, rights activists, and members of Islamic organizations who express any opposition to Ben Ali's regime. Bearing all these in mind, many say Ben Ali and his supporters created a ticking time bomb that finally put an end to his rule. Now, with the new interim government that has retained most of Ben Ali's supporters, time will tell whether peace and calm will finally descend on Tunisia or not.
Okay, we have three distinguished guests joining us for a discussion on Tunisia. Human rights activist Monija Abidi joining us from London. We have a journalist, Kusai Kedri, joining us from Paris. And the Imam of Washington, D.C. Islamic Center, Mohammed Al-Assi, joining us from Washington. Thank you all for joining us in this edition of the News Analysis. Let me get the perspective of a journalist first. I'm going to go to Kusai Kedri. The first days after the first Arab revolution, how would you describe this current stage? I mean, do you feel the revolution is completed?
It is definitely not completed, Kaveh. It is taking root. It's a work in progress. But there are some signs that could encourage us to salute this revolution, what's been called the Jasmine Revolution, what I would personally call the bloody Jasmine Revolution, because many people paid with their own lives for this revolution to succeed. What we're witnessing today in Tunisia is a people that has risen up, that wants a government led by the people, however idealistic that might sound. And there are some signs that prove that this can come true. Today, the major opponents to the former regime, to the dictator, have come back to the country. They want to take part in the political process. Today, we have a government, an interim government, that is not exactly accepted by the people, but which is trying to survive. We will see how that evolves in the coming days. But the signs are rather optimistic, in my opinion.
Well, let's get an elaboration on this interim government. Mohammed Al-Assi, I mean, there is one in place, might be a little bit shaky. The prime minister plus ministers for foreign affairs, finance, interior, and defenses. These are all the major departments. They're all members of Zine El Abidine Ben Ali's Constitutional Democratic Rally, or the RCD party. And the security apparatus under Ben Ali still has its grip on power. Does the status quo comply with the aspirations of the people, do you think?
Having the most important ministries remain in the hands of those who have a a record of running the country to the desperation that it found itself in is a very strong statement that the intention of the current ministers or the current cabinet or the current government, their intention is, first of all, to extricate themselves from a 23-year record of Bin Ali leading the country to a economic, a social, and a political dead end. So it is very clear in the minds of the current bigwigs of this government, beginning with Mr. El-Ghannouchi, through the defense minister, the foreign minister, the interior minister, the minister of finance. In their heads, they want to get rid of the stigma that was associated with Bin Ali. Bin Ali is gone, and they hope with that that the 23 years of his repression are gone. The reality on the ground is, up until this point, and we hope it continues like this, the people in Tunisia themselves are not going to buy into this. They know very well that there are personalities that have been responsible for the rut that they are in right now. It wasn't a one-man show, Bin Ali doing everything that a government does. It was a crew of people, and that crew of people has to go along with Bin Ali for these people to have reached the initial objectives of standing up, rising against a tin pot dictator, and causing him to flee the country after trying to rob some of the finances of that country. The condition in Tunisia right now, I would say, is at a very delicate crossroads. But from all the news that is available, this will be the first grassroots change in the Arab world. For those of the listeners who don't speak Arabic or who don't communicate in Arabic, the word revolution has been degraded in the Arabic language. Because every time there's a coup d'etat, beginning with the Syrian coup d'etats in the late 40s, early 50s, throughout the 50s and 60s in numerous other Arab countries such as Egypt and Libya and Iraq and these other places, the word revolution was used in lieu of the more correct word coup d'etat. This is, for those of you who are watching and listening, this is the first, and I repeat, this is the first revolution in the 22 Arabian nation states, extending from Iraq all the way to Morocco. This is the first time the people themselves take to the streets and express their social will to unseat a dictatorial government and to begin a process of placing a more representative government in the seat of power. Okay. This is the first time this has occurred. And